Hello, you're watching FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. We're at Surfaces 2020, and we're in the MSI space, and I'm with Manny Loreno and Al Pacheco. You guys doing okay?
Doing good, Kemp. How about you?
Yeah, I'm doing great, Kemp. Thank you.
Good. So, you know, normally when I come here, I interview Raj Shaw,
okay? That's correct.
And he's done a great job, obviously, one of the family members that owns this company. Got to talk about the success of this company first. I think it was a couple years ago I interviewed Raj, and he talked about he'd reached over the billion-dollar mark. Mostly what you guys do is import ceramic products and, different types of flooring, but mostly ceramic, right?
So the nice thing about us is we really cover the entire home. Half our business is quartz countertop or natural stone countertops. Then we have porcelain, ceramic, mosaics, even indoor-outdoor products. So we have a nice mix of products to cover the entire interior of the home.
Well, thanks for helping me with that. But I was going to say, you've done really well, and you're at $1.4 billion now. Is that right?
Yes, $1.4 billion, a big milestone, and we think we're just getting started.
All right, we're going to talk about 2020 products in just a minute, but one question I'd like to ask you is, what is the fast growth of LVT? What has that done to your business?
So I think obviously LVT is very popular, tremendous growth, but we think that the U.S. market has a big runway for all categories, Kemp. Things like porcelain tile, which is a big part of our business. People forget that the United States has one of the lowest per capita consumption of porcelain tile. In fact, if we just match Canadian consumption, this would be 3x growth. So we see a lot of runway for all categories besides LVT.
But you also, you didn't want to miss out on that, so you got into that as well, right?
Absolutely.
And LVT?
Yeah.
Yeah, we absolutely did. It was the fastest growing category, as we know, in the flooring industry. So it was a natural fit. A lot of the products are imported, and with our strength of importing and sourcing, it was a natural fit and extension for our business. The other thing is our customers were asking for it. Because as you know, Kemp, we have 32 distribution centers and showrooms, and it was a natural fit to be able to extend our assortment to our customer base.
So you have all these distribution centers, and you're out there sourcing from all over the world, and so it makes sense to bring that product in as well, right?
Yes, we source from 37 countries, over 500 suppliers from all over the world, absolutely.
And how have the tariffs affected your business?
Okay. So we pride ourselves in adaptability, flexibility, and our sourcing strength. So we have been able to really get to market very quickly with minimal disruptions for our customers. And we pride ourselves in being very transparent. Our customers have known right from the beginning where we are, what inventory positions we are in, what pricing changes may come down the pike. And they've been very pleased with our performance.
And, you know, we've all covered just recently this countervailing duties and what's it going to do to Chinese sourced products. So I guess you immediately shift to other areas there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We immediately shifted, again, thanks to our solid infrastructure, we immediately switched to countries such as India, Turkey, Vietnam, depending on the product category. Because as Manny said, we play in a lot of different surfacing spaces. So we were able to do that because after 45 years of such a solid infrastructure, it was a lot, not easy, but a lot easier to do.
So you're also in the quartz business, and you guys have actually started some manufacturing of quartz, right?
Yes, we're very pleased. In May, we have a joint venture in a factory in South Carolina. It's called Lata, South Carolina, which is about 60 miles northwest of Myrtle Beach. And we're very, very excited about this factory for a couple reasons. One is there's tremendous intellectual property and innovation in the quartz surfacing space. So this will allow us to be at the forefront of design, color, especially as customers are looking for longer veining, wider veining. So we believe it'll be another advantage to our multi-sourcing strategy, sourcing overseas, but as well as using domestic production to attack some of those innovative products.
Well, it actually turns you into a manufacturer as well, right?
It does. Absolutely, it does, yes. Who knew? Who knew? Absolutely.
Because, you know, I used to always talk about MSI as being one of the big three on the import distributor right. side, and now you're making product. Very interesting. Okay, so you've been talking about the per capita usage of tile in this country, and it's really low. What are we going to do to get the consumer to buy more tile?
So I'm glad you asked, Kim. So we believe that, you know, unemployment's low, stock market's high, wages are growing, and that consumers are probably in the best place possible to find their dream surfaces, whether it be for the walls or the floors. So we think our responsibility is really to inspire them to, in fact, look for those products, not be concern about buying them, and the job for our part is to inspire them. In fact, if you look at our booth, everything here is set up by the top five trends for 2020 to give the inspiration of what the consumer may be looking for, whether it's modern farmhouse like you see behind us, or sun-washed chic, or even the moody blues, the blue colors that are popular. So our job is to inspire them, let them go in and buy the product that they want.
Okay, so you sell to retailers, okay?
Yes.
And it's the consumer that needs to get inspired. So you teach your retailers to teach, to be able to show this, to inspire the consumer, is that what you're doing?
So we do. We do help them with merchandising. We talk to it about it. But one of the biggest things is our website. And Al, maybe you can share a little bit more about
Sure.
the visuals.
Kemp, for years, we were known as a sourcing company. And we realized that we really had to tell a story. And the story comes in a few different ways. So we have a team of trend and design folks that really curate the assortment to make sense for the consumer so they can understand what it'll look in their home. We spend a lot of energy on digital assets, visualization tools. We have an awesome augmented reality tool where you can take a picture of your floor, you can take a picture of your counter in your home and insert products from MSI, and you can instantly see what it's going to look like in your space. So it really comes to curating an assortment, because there's a lot of stuff out there, as we know, on the flooring side, and being able to show the end consumer how it will look visualized in their space. So a lot of energy around that, those two areas.
So what are you most excited about as far as what's new in 2020?
Well, I mean, I think our assortments to really meet the trends for 2020 is exciting. We've done a lot of work on the outdoor products, products that go from inside the house to outside the house. It's a category that really retailers should spend more time on. It's found money that's available out there, and so we're very proud of that.
And you can't do that with LVT, can you?
You can't do that with LVT. No, so we love LVT, yeah. But there's a lot of products that, again, big runway to be able to grow your sales. So those are some of the things that we really are excited about.
What's your outlook for 2020?
So look, from our perspective, if we can inspire the consumer and with the way the economic conditions is, we believe that 2020 could be the best year possible in our history.
That's good to hear. Good to hear. Okay, it's good to spend time with you guys. Again, been talking to Manny and Al here in the MSI space at Surfaces 2020, and you've been watching Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.